It is time for the Daily Dust. Are you ready for it? Me too.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Sure. Sounds like a good time for gossip to me. As long as it's the Hollywood kind, I don't want to talk about your life. That's not nice. Saoirse Ronan surprised a male panel on the Graham Norton show that included Eddie Redmayne and Denzel Washington with her insightful remarks about women's safety.
I find some of the techniques, though, that you learned, like some of the things Paul taught us, is how you can use your phone if someone's attacking you, the butt of your phone to go over the neck.
Who's actually going to think about that, though? If someone attacks me, I'm not going to go, phone.
I agree. That's what girls have to think about all the time.
Yeah.
Am I right, ladies?
Man, they just were like, pin drop. Is a good thing she threw in the, am I right, ladies? Olympic rugby bronze medalist Ilona Mayer shared a TikTok video about being alone with two female employees in a nail salon when a man entered and requested a pedicure. And despite her nails being finished, the women made up reasons for her to wait to leave.
So sorry we kept you so long. We just wanted you to be here with us while he was there. And I was like, I totally understood then why they did that. It's a crazy world out there. As I'm walking out, this guy looks me in the eye and says, can I go home with you? It's insane out there, and I want you to know, you can keep me for as long as you want. You can keep me for another hour. I'll cancel my plans if you want me for safety.
Oh, yeah. I would find Ilona Mayer very securing in my personal safety. She's an Olympic rugby bronze medalist, and she would make me feel safe anywhere. Somebody who obviously feels safe in her new relationship is Gisele Bündchen. She's expecting a child with the infamous jiu-jitsu instructor Joaquin Valente. They've never confirmed their relationships, but sources say they've been dating since June of 2023. Oh, somebody needs to get Tom Brady a tissue. In a recent podcast interview, Anna Kendrick recounted a humiliating experience with a director who embarrassed her in front of extras, instructing her to try to improv something.
The director came over and once again in front of 100 extras went, oof, let's go back to the script. And it really felt like a very specific power move thing to embarrass, like to like gain dominance or something. It was very, very icky. And then the thing that I improvised ended up in the trailer. So
there you go. Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo sang live during the filming of Wicked. What? That's unheard of these days. Matthew Perry's family gathered to discuss the Friends star's death 1 year after his passing. His stepfather, Keith Morrison, expressed satisfaction over the accountability of those charged.
People who have put themselves in the business of supplying people with the drugs that'll kill them, that they are now on notice. It doesn't matter what your professional credentials are. You're going down, baby.
Yeah, when you have a crime journalist as your stepfather, usually your death will be avenged. Jay Johnston, the former voice of Jimmy Pesto on Bob's Burgers, was sentenced to a year and a day in prison for taking part in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. And the trailer for The Sticky has arrived. It stars Jamie Lee Curtis and follows this woman. This is Jamie Lee Curtis's character, Ruth Landry, a maple syrup farmer who defies an uncaring system by gathering a crew to execute the heist of the century, targeting the multi-million dollar syrup surplus.
We had a plan.
I improvised.
Cops!
Never forget your multi-tool.
Open the door, Mike. I am freezing my off.
Jamie Lee Curtis is so awesome. The comedy drama series premieres on December 6th on Prime Video. Oh, I didn't cancel that one. Jon Stewart will continue to host The Daily Show once a week through 2025. And a dirt alert. Oh, you guys. Y'all are not going to believe this. Armie Hammer, once a prominent actor and then accused of some really terrifying things, is reemerging with a new podcast.
I've been gone for the last 4 years. And now I'm back.
Yeah, you probably should have stayed gone, dude. That's all I got to say about that. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?